Unit 3. Tatemai and Hone. C. An American viewpoint. One of the more difficult things for non-Japanese to figure out when they arrive in Japan is to distinguish when a Japanese speaker is using tatemai, polite language to hide the truth, or hone, a person's real feelings. You speak Japanese well. Is that true? Or are they just being polite? Once they do understand the differences, many non-Japanese find tatemai to be empty language and wish the Japanese people would simply speak their minds. For many non-Japanese, the truth is what we want. So why do Japanese people do it? Why is it so necessary to always hide one's true feelings? Is it to protect the listener from the truth, which may be unpleasant? Is it to maintain group harmony? I've always found tatemai to be annoying. Good or bad, I want the truth. In English, we would say that a speaker using tatemai is sugarcoating the truth. This means that the speaker is adding language that makes what they are saying sound more sweet, just as someone would put sugar on something to make it taste sweeter. When we say someone is sugarcoating the truth, this does not have a favorable meaning. In fact, it may be a surprise to many Japanese, but in America, we do have a form of tatemai. It's called PC, politically correct speech. However, the difference is that it is mainly used so as not to offend or discriminate against someone. In America, one example is using neutral gender forms, such as chairperson instead of chairman, to not discriminate against women. If someone asks us if the new dress they're wearing looks nice, we might say that it is a nice color, even if the dress looks terrible on them. But PC speech is used far less in America than tatemai is here in Japan. So why is it that Japanese people rely on tatemai instead of telling the truth?